I want to muse with you this morning, if you'll allow me to. For some weeks, maybe even months, I've been talking to the Lord about the seed, asking him initially what was wrong, why we have such a low level of what we are pleased to call commitment within the body of Christ, why we are so self-centered, what is it that has caused us to so miss the path of complete salvation. And the first thing he said to me was, there's nothing wrong with the seed. Okay, so the seed is all right. That is not the area of problem. So I waited on in the question there. And just yesterday, he said to me, what has happened is the seed has been genetically modified. Ah. When you genetically modify something, excuse me, as I understand it, you take out the elements that you don't want it to produce. The gospel that we have been giving people now for maybe decades has taken out the things that they don't want to hear. So we're left with take Jesus as your saviour and worry about the lordship issue later. Jesus said, why do you call me Lord, Lord, when you don't do the things that I ask you? We call him Lord, all right, but he isn't. Because we've received a genetically modified seed that allows us to be saved and to go to heaven, but doesn't add in the small print that we need to make him Lord and obey what he asks us to do. So the crop that is coming forth right now is not the full salvation. People are not walking in everything that Jesus won for them on the cross. They're walking only on their passport to heaven. There is something very, very important that arises from this genetic modification of the seed, and that is divine protection. Because it is only under lordship that we are divinely protected. Psalm 91 tells us that he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. We talked about shadows. You're not abiding under the shadow of the Almighty if you haven't made him Lord. And not just Lord of all of anything, but Lord of all things in your life. Allowing him to take the steering wheel, him to direct your steps, him to tell you what his plan for your life is. I see daily dear ones who have been in control of their own life and have suddenly derailed. And everything, they're upside down, their wheels are spinning, everything is just gone haywire. They have no inner core, no strength, no inner well of anointing, no trust, no faith, no nothing. The only thing they're left with is, I think I'm going to heaven, and I'm not even sure about that. So we need to get back, if we're giving the gospel to people, to the full gospel of salvation, which is, we don't make a commitment to him. We don't give our hearts to him. We have our sin forgiven. And we are grateful, and we come as those who've had a life belt thrown to them, grasping it, being pulled out from certain death. We come from a place of being in darkness into light. This isn't just that's a good idea, I'll join that club. But it's so much become like a club, and within that club there is such a competitiveness. Because then the gifts arise and we all start like children, babies, hitting each other over the head with our bottles when we're stuck in the playpen together. Oh, beloved of God, time for a rethink about the whole business of what is salvation. Salvation is where you come on the basis of your dire need of forgiveness and reconciliation with God. Because there is no way that we can earn our way back into His presence. Salvation is when you know that your heart is cleansed by the blood of Jesus from everything that you had done and spoken and been up to that moment. You arise like a phoenix from the ashes, clothed in His righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. And the rest of your Christian life is Him working in that which He has given you, that righteousness. As He presses it into your heart, so the darkness gradually decreases. But if we haven't dealt with the fact that we are actually sinners in need of grace and salvation, our hearts will remain as black as they were the day we were saved. This is why many people are never converted. He told me many years ago, many are saved but not converted. And I didn't understand, the dumbo that I am, what he meant. You can be saved and not converted quite easily. You can keep running along on your own track there. You've taken Him as Saviour. Ooh, good. I've got my life insurance policy. Or my life assurance policy, should I say. But you've never made Him Lord. He's never come in to take the throne of your life. You have never come to the place of submission and surrender and following and obeying. You've never stopped putting up your little boxing gloves and fighting Him at every turn like Mighty Mouse. So today I'd like you to sit down and just think, did I come to Jesus on the basis of my need for salvation? Or did I come and just say, Lord, I give you my heart. Yeah, that's lovely. But actually what you're giving Him is just a morsel. You're not giving Him the whole thing because He isn't Lord. Just ask Him if He is Lord of your life. And if He isn't, make haste, beloved, to start turning. Turning back onto the path of life. Path of righteousness and peace, because that other path is going to be one of struggle, not rest. And He wants to bring you into full salvation and the rest that full salvation brings you, the place where nothing bothers you, where you are at peace in your mind and heart all day, every day, where you are just bomb-proof, if I can use the expression, where the things that are happening in the world do not concern you in terms of your own safety, but in terms of how you can stand on the ramparts and plead with the Lord to help this perishing world as it goes down the tubes at an ever-increasing rate. By being converted, by being turned, you will come into the purposes of God. You'll become significant in this end time army that He is raising up right now. But the choice is yours. No shame, no blame. He doesn't do those things. He loves you with a passion. And He has a good plan for your life. And it's your choice if you think your plan is better. It'll be only when you get there that you find you've taken the lower road and not the high road. And you will see all these photographs on the wall of things you could have done. But because you chose to go your own way, hoe your own row, take your own path, you took a lesser and a lower path. time for a rethink, I think, don't you, on what salvation is all about. Not just going to heaven when you die. It's steak on the plate while you wait, not pie in the sky. God bless you.